Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. It's so great to be here with you again today. My name is Ann Baldwin, and of course, we are joined by none other than the president and CEO of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore. And Lisa, it's always good to chat with you, even if we only get to do it, you know, every now and then because of COVID. But here we are virtually, you know, looking at each other, and we've got a great show today. And I know this is an issue, as are many, that is near and dear to your heart. So I'll let you do the honors of introducing our guest.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Anne. I'm missing your beautiful blue eyes. And good morning to our faithful listeners. It's great to have you on our show today. What we're going to be talking about today is the Connection Supportive Housing for Families program, which is it's a statewide supportive housing program, child welfare program. It serves currently 500 beds statewide, And it has grown since 1998 from a 60-bed program to 500. So really proud of this program. The program was developed out of a need that the Connection identified for women coming out of residential treatment, getting custody back of their children from Department of Children and Families, and needing to really start the hard work and finding a safe place to live and raising their family and giving back to the community. So obviously I'm proud of it, but what I'm really excited about today is, you know, it takes a village and it takes a great leader to run the program and really make it work, and it's really all about the staff. So what I'd like to do is welcome Ann Ventimiglia to our show today. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Lisa and Ann. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Ann is the program director for a Supportive Housing for Families program. Ann started at the Connection beginning in 2005, and she started working at the Supportive Housing for Families and a program in Waterbury as a program manager. And she held many wonderful positions before she actually became the director at our agency in 2014. Ann, you know, came with lots of experience working in the Head Start program, and she worked in overseeing registration of 500 preschool children. And she was also the director at one point at a homeless shelter in Bridgeport. She also graduated from Fordham University, yay, with a master's degree. And on a personal note, Ann makes the very best homemade strawberry jam in the United States. Smuckers, stand aside. So, without further ado, I want to welcome you, Ann. I had to say it. I had to welcome you, Ann, to the show, and thank you so much for being here. Would you give our listeners a little bit of history on really what is the admission criteria for the Supportive Housing for Families program?
Sure. You know, the criteria really is very minimal. It's really a family-based program for children coming out of the foster care system. So we look at families that are at least 18 years of age or older. They have to be referred by DCF for the program, and that's pretty much it. They have to have baseline income, so they cannot be over income. But really, the criteria is very simple for them to access services at the Supportive Housing for Families program. So it's basically just being 18 years of age and over, being either homeless or at risk of homelessness, and being referred by DCF. And once they're referred to the program, they receive a very thorough assessment by a clinical assessment team, and once they have that completed, making sure that they're eligible for the program, then they are assigned a case manager, and this is really where the work begins. We have about 35 to 40 case managers who work diligently with the families to find housing for them, because when the family is coming into the program, DCF is looking at either reunifying their children because they're in foster care, or taking their children away because they're living in substandard housing or in overcrowded housing, or in some cases, and it's very sad to say, in their cars or on a street. And I've had families who have actually come to us after living under a bridge for a period of time without their children. So in order for the child or children to become reunified, the family has to have stable and safe housing, and that's our job. That's our main job, is to find housing, and also to give them the resources to sustain the housing once they are permanently housed. So that's pretty much the essence of what the program does. But the relationship, and I've been asked this question so many times, what do you think makes this work? And as I said to you, Lisa, it's the relationship that develops between the client and the case manager, because most of our families, if not all of our families, come from very traumatized backgrounds, and they've been disappointed throughout their lives, not only by systems, but by family members and people that you would think would be their most natural support system. And so, they struggle with us. They don't really believe or trust us that what we say we're going to do. So it is a struggle in the beginning, but I can tell you that once they realize that we're here to stay, that's when the work begins. That's when there's an absolute turnaround in behavior and attitude and their willingness to work towards their goals, because now they say, hey, I've been giving this person such a hard time. I've been pushing them away. I haven't wanted to work with them, but they're still there. And it's that sick intuitiveness that really makes the difference in the work that we do. So I am very always proud of my staff. They do the hardest work of all because
they're
in the
so
homes.
Wonderful.
Right now with COVID, obviously they cannot go into the homes like we did, but prior to COVID happening, we were in the homes once a week, sometimes more than that, depending on the need of the family. And now it's virtual, doing virtual meetings, and that's kind of slowed things down a little bit, but we don't stop working with our clients and finding housing. And so once a family is housed, then we work on so many of the other issues that they've been dealing with, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, lack of economic security. So we have vocational specialists that work with them to help them either get into a program at school, a training program, or job training. So once they're able to get into some programs that we emphasize, then they can start really putting down roots and making their community their home. And and that's really the essence of what we do. It's a child welfare program, and the focus is always the children. And so we are very successful in maintaining a family unity so that kids are not removed because their families are not living in the most ideal situations.
The reason why this program has grown so much, and it's one of the largest Department of Children and Family funded programs in the state of Connecticut, is because there's been research attached to this program with proven results that this type of program works. The reason why it works, really works so well, and children are getting out of the DCF system, I think this is the key piece, as you know, is because it's providing safe housing, but it's not just housing. It's a child welfare program. And what that means is that our case managers are trained. They are working closely with families. They're helping them coordinate school for their children. You know, we've got mothers and fathers and aunts and grandparents, et cetera, all family members that are eligible for this program if they have a grandchild or a child that's involved in DCF and they're, you know, looking to get custody back. We've seen families that have, you know, come from, you know, all walks of life, every economic status there is in Connecticut. Let me just be clear, right? We know that what's happening is once a family is living secure in a nice neighborhood, and let me tell you, it's not easy to be in this program. There are high expectations. We have housing case managers that come in to make sure that the apartments are maintained and that the houses are maintained. We have excellent statewide relationships for years with landlords that actually will call the connection and say, I just bought this house. I want to have your clients in my house. You take care of properties. Your families are successful. And I think what's important also, Anne, about this program is besides breaking generational cycles of abuse, children are getting out of the DCF foster system, families are getting reunited, mom, dad, grandmother, whoever is the main source in that house are getting better employment. They're able to stay in that house. They're able to stay in that neighborhood. It's not a time-limited program. And the goal of the program really is once the family members are doing well is that we start to back out our case management services. But having said that, we have had thousands and thousands of families that have gone through this program since 1998. And the only reason why, like I said, the program has grown and has such national accolades as a national program is because we do have research and data to show that the state is saving money and that families are getting reunited. I mean, it doesn't get better than that, right, Anne?
So, Lisa, no, it doesn't get any better than that. And, you know, I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit. You talk about the growth, the expansion, the proven results, the proven track record, how it's really, I believe, changed the dynamic of families here in Connecticut over the course of time and continues to do so. And you're the one that started this program, Lisa. This is what, you know, this is what you decided when you first joined the Connection. This was your priority. And here you are at the helm now. And looking back, it's got to do your heart good to know that it's gone from where it was to, it's not, you know, it bothers me as a consumer, I guess, a little bit to say, you know, we got 500 beds. You know what I think of? I think of a football field with a bunch of beds on it. But these aren't just beds.
Yeah, but, you know.
These are beds with sheets.
No, they're not.
These are just beds with sheets on them, with comforters in homes, with a roof over their head, and hopefully, you know, food
That's
in
right.
the refrigerator. I mean, let's put this into better perspective for people. This is truly making a difference in people's lives.
And Lisa, when you mentioned about the 500 beds, that's our capacity, but we actually, in reality, serve between 700 and 750 families a year. That means families
that's right.
are coming into the program and families that are leaving. So at any one point in time, we have served, you know, close to 750, sometimes even 800 families, depending on the year and the circumstances, during the course of a year. So that is absolutely incredible. When I think back on that, those are huge numbers. And keep in mind that with this program in particular, families have the choice, number one, of living where they choose to live, in what neighborhoods, what towns, and it's scattered housing. There's no congregate housing for our families. They
Correct.
Live in their own apartments. And we have families who live in houses who, based on their family size, apartments may not be available for the number of children, you know, that they have. And so we've found houses, single-family houses in the various communities. And so that, to me, is a credit to the work that we do as a group and as a housing unit, as well as the families themselves, because we, as combined efforts, have them go out and look, show us where you'd like to live, show us the kind of community you're looking at, and then we go and we negotiate with landlords, we work with landlords, you know, reduce the rent if possible, and of course we pay a subsidy to help the family stabilize until they can either get a voucher, which would then ensure long-term housing and permanent housing for them, or, you know, if they're not able to do or become eligible for that, then we work on the vocational and job and employment. And in many cases, our families are leaving the program with enough income to support themselves and their families. And it's really the families who, you know, we hope to inspire to meet those goals, because, as I said earlier, they've been disappointed so many times by family, friends, systems, governments, entities. And we come along and say, no, we're different. And in truth, we are different, because we don't walk away from the family just because they're tough, just because their situation may be very, complicated. I know, in thinking about this show, I thought, if I could say one word that I think we have to offer our families, that one word is hope. There's hope out there for you to be reunified with your children. There's hope for you to get out of the poverty that you're living in. There's hope for you to reduce, you know, dependence on substances. There's help and hope for you to address your mental health issues, your domestic violence issues, and all of the things that impact every single family in life. But we, on the other side of things, have that family support, and we have the education. And so what we try to do is help our families see a way clear that they can have the same things. They can live in the same communities. Their children can go to school in good school systems, and hopefully they will be able to break that cycle. And so when their children become young adults, they are able to live on their own and, you know, without all of these systems being involved. So that's my goal for all of our families, that they can live without having interventions by any system, including ourselves and DCF. We're here as a short-term intervention, and during that period of time, they have the choice to either move ahead and make their lives and their children's lives better or not. And it's always their choice. Now, we're not 100% successful, because, as in all things in life, everyone has the right to make choices for themselves. And if they choose not to follow some of the guidelines and the opportunities that we offer, that's certainly their prerogative. But during the time that they are with us, we try to hold them to a certain standard so that they are living in better conditions and providing, you know, sufficient oversight for their children and keeping their house and home safe from outside intervention. So opportunity and hope, I think that's what we stand for in many cases. And I look at that and I just think that is what we can do and what we do offer for our families.
We've been doing this show a long time, Anne, and I got to tell you, of all the guests we've had on this show, and they're all very passionate, but I haven't had or heard anyone, I think Lisa will agree, that is as passionate about what they do than you are. It's really coming across. And you're painting the picture. And like you said, it's not all, you know, rainbows and sunshine. You know, to everything, there's a downside. But people have to be held accountable. And you're doing that. It's really a hand up and not a handout, it sounds like, and it's a great
Correct.
Program. Can you just, for our listeners, I want to reiterate the fact that you said towards the beginning of the show is because the Connection offers so many services, and if you're interested in checking those out, I encourage you to go to the website, theconnectioninc.org. But these opportunities with supportive housing need to be referred by DCF, you said, Department of Children and Families.
Correct.
How does that referral process work?
Any DCF social worker who has a family that they feel is in need of stable housing in order to maintain their family unity or to have their children reunified, simply fill out a referral form, and they fax it to our main office at 100 Roscommon Drive in Middletown, and our director of assessment and admissions actually looks at the referrals, and then it's entered into our system, and when that family is reviewed, then we assign a case manager. We do an assessment, and then we assign a case manager. So it's a very simple process. 99% of the social workers at DCF know how to make that referral, but if they don't, what they normally do is just call my office or they email my staff, and they just ask, how do I make a referral? And simple as that. Just fill out a form that they have available, or we send it to them, and then they complete that brief form. It's not very long. It's just some basic information about the family. And as long as the case is open, now I will add the piece to that. If in the interim, when they are placed on our wait list, because we do have a pretty lengthy wait list, even if the case closes with DCF, they still remain eligible for the program until they are actually admitted to the program. So no one has ever turned away from accessing these services.
The passion, the staff have to be commended, period. My staff are amazing. Anne, everyone hears the passion in your voice. You have been so instrumental in, providing excellent supervision to the staff. There's been a lot of ups and downs, dealing with families and crises and really tough cases. And every single time you come up with a solution. We are so grateful to the Department of Children and Families for, entrusting in the Connection. But we also have some wonderful partners in the state that we work with. Anne, can you talk about who else, other agencies that we contract with that help us provide this program to work in Connecticut?
Sure. Well, we also subcontract with five other agencies throughout the state because they all have an area of expertise. And because we can't locate our staff in every corner of Connecticut, we do contract with BH Care in the Valley. We have Access Agency out in Willimantic, who we work with. The Family and Children's Agency in Norwalk and Stamford. We have Wheeler Clinic and Wellmore in Waterbury. So we spread our families out throughout the state. We serve every corner of Connecticut, and we house families in every corner of Connecticut. And by subcontracting with these other agencies, that provides us the ability to meet these families wherever they might live. We also work closely with J.D. Amelia, as well as the Department of Housing, and, of course, DCF. And we also have to thank our legislators who continually find the funds to support this program because it is vital. It is vital for the families in the state to make sure that our children are being taken care of and are safe. Now, DCF is always the entity who is responsible for making sure the kids are safe, and we are their arm. We are an extension of them, and the help that we provide the families helps DCF in resolving a lot of the families' issues that they are working with currently. So we have a great collaboration throughout Connecticut, and without them, we really probably could not do the kinds of work that we do. We work with employment agencies. We work with landlords, as Lisa said. We have a great cadre of landlords who like working with us because they know we're in the home. We're looking out for the families. We're looking out for the home. And so they seek us out in times, and that's really very valuable to us because right now the inventory is fairly low due to COVID and that people not moving on. So we really work in a collaborative fashion with every entity in Connecticut that has an interest in seeing that our children are working and doing well, as well as the school systems and Head Start. I worked for Head Start for 6 years in New Haven prior to coming here, and we worked with programs like this at that time. So I know the value of working with with early childhood programs as well as all of the school systems. So,
you know, there's many facets to it, and the program has been able to sort of wax and wane all these years to continue to expand its admission criteria, because we don't want to leave any family behind. And that's why I am so grateful for the staff and for the Department of Children and Families. And I think I appreciate the fact that you did a call out to our state legislators, because yes, they have supported our program. They visited our program. I also want to thank the Office of Fiscal Analysis in the state of Connecticut for working with us and working on numbers to show that the program, you know, is saving, you know, Connecticut dollars. It's making a difference in the lives of our children in the future. And I think that's really important, because we have justification. We have the numbers. We have the data. We have the research to show that the program is making an effect in Connecticut. And, you know, really, Anne, what's better than that?
No, and you know, the best thing you have? You have families that are being reunited. You have families that are learning, learning what it's like to stabilize and to deal with some of the issues that might have put them in the circumstances that, that they're in. So reunification and family unit, there's nothing like it. And it was fantastic talking to you. Lisa, you know, hats off to you for having the vision to be start this program. And I know that you're just so happy and so proud of where it's at, and proud of the people like Anne and her staff that work hard every day to make sure that it works. And it's working. And that's why.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
Yes. And we need to keep
Thank
programs like this. And you know,
so there's grateful for you, Anne.
There should never be a waiting list.
Thank you.
There should never be a waiting list. So maybe we can work on that next. Again, if you want more information on any of the programs at The Connection, theconnectioninc.org. I think we could all agree we could talk about this for a lot longer, but unfortunately, our time has run out. So again, Anne Ventimiglia, thank you so much. Continued success.
You're quite welcome.
I never say good luck. I always say continued success, because that's what you're fostering in your programs there.
So this has been a wonderful show. We hope that our listeners have enjoyed our show today about hope and gratitude, and that there is everyone deserves a second chance, and every children deserves a safe home. On that note, I want to thank both of my lovely people on the two Anns on our call today for joining us on another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most: cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.